Welcome to my podcast, Love Someone, where I try to share a little goodness, a little hope, a little inspiration with each new episode. And welcome, spring. Spring finally here. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it? But it's here. Time to put the winter blues in our rear view and turn our faces to the sun. There is much to look forward to. Here on the farm, we've got 3 new baby lambs, 4 new baby goats, 2 new calves. We have a breed of cows called Highlanders, and 2 of the Highlanders have baby cows, both of them little bulls. The pastures have greened up. The azalea blooms are brightening, the garden beds, the cherry trees are blooming. I've even got some early peas sending shoots up out of the ground. It's a season of new life. It's a season of fresh beginnings. I know that we are all eager to start a new chapter in life. In fact, the Easter season seems a much better time than New Year's to make some resolutions. If you have enjoyed your own cooking a little too much, my hand is waving in the air over here. Oh boy, the COVID-15, we call it. Or maybe you haven't been as active as you need to be. Then accept the invitation of the longer days. Go outside and take a nice stroll. I've been trying to get 10,000 steps a day in. Really frustrated when my phone shuts off because the battery's dead and it doesn't log my steps. I'm like, that's not fair. I did my steps. Maybe you should get a couple of planter boxes and try your hand at growing some tomatoes or salad fixings, some lettuce. You can't mess up growing lettuce. You really can't. Super easy. You will be amazed at how much better veggies taste when you raise them yourself, when they're picked and eaten fresh, when there's no chemicals. There's no comparison to that at your local grocer. Maybe you pick up a new hobby this year, painting or creating. I recently had a phenomenal guest on this show, Annie F. Downs. She was on my podcast, who's made a living out of encouraging people to have fun, to prioritize having fun, to make it an important and integral part of their lives and their families' lives. Hobbies like gardening, reading, photography, textile crafts, beading, all these things that busy your hands and busy, keep your energy flowing, but quiet the overthinking brain. Playing games with family and friends, cooking together. She had all sorts of great ideas, water fights on summer afternoons, hose fights, things to strengthen the bonds of our relationships and bring purpose to life. It was a fun podcast. If you didn't catch it, you should listen in after you finished with this episode. But on this episode, did I mention I have one of the biggest country superstars joining me today? How big, you ask? Well, he is a 3-time Grammy winner, has 16 Academy of Country Music Awards, 14 Country Music Association Awards, just off the top. He's the most played country artist at radio since his debut in 1992, with 2 singles spending 10 weeks or more at number 1. Have you figured it out yet? Here are a couple of more hints. He is a faithful family man, who thinks 2 of the best qualities to nurture in oneself and others is to be humble and kind. I'm so pleased to be joined today on Love Someone by country legend Tim McGraw. Right after I sing a little love song to our podcast sponsor who made this special program possible. You've heard me say that it's when the sky is nightest that the stars are brightest. But for many people around the world, it can be hard to see the light amidst the darkness. Mercy Ships is an organization that gives people renewed hope. Mercy ships turn ships into floating hospitals and then sends them to the poorest countries in the world to provide free surgeries that save lives and change lives. They are transforming communities by training local doctors who continue the good work long after these ships leave port. This hope goes beyond patients and their families. It also inspires surgeons, nurses, the entire team involved. It's all sustained by the generosity of volunteers and donors. And what's most amazing is that anyone can get involved. I encourage you to visit mercyships.org/love to learn how you can be a part of this great work. Is this my sweetheart, Tim McGraw?
How are you, Delilah? Nice to talk to you.
I am wonderful. How are you? I've missed you.
That's good talking to you. I miss talking to you as well. It's been a crazy year, right?
It has been a crazy year. How is Faith?
Faith's great. You know, the girls are great. They're spread out all over the place. You know, we've got two in California and one in New York, so we're bouncing around, driving. We're driving a lot because we don't want to fly right now, so we're driving quite a bit to go visit girls.
So they've been there all during the shutdown?
They were, during the Christmas part, they were with us for about 4 weeks, and which was fantastic. We never left our house. We had all of our girls there and a couple of friends who were trusted and tested and everything. And so we had, you know, a group of, it was me and like eight women.
No wonder, Tim McGraw, you are so good at sappy love songs.
I'm going to cut a testosterone-fueled, you know, rocking album next time, I think, after all this.
Yeah, sure you are. Sure you are. A couple of things I want to talk about. Your big project, your new release that I can't wait to see because there's like the audio version and the video version. Your digital deluxe version, number one album here on earth.
It's all coming together. You know, it's one of those things that when we, over the holidays, when Tyler Hubbard sent me Undivided, it sort of changed our whole program of what we were going to do. You know, we had a couple of singles that were ready to go and songs that were ready to go off the Here on Earth album. And then when we found this song, Tyler sent it to me and I asked him about it and he said, well, I want you to cut it. And I'm like, well, if we cut this song, I want you to do it with me. And now is really the only time that we can do it because it's not going to make as much sense as down the road as it does now. Now is when it's really sort of a catharsis and needed.
But you must have had people, I know you have, who've come to you and said, this song at this time was so instrumental in my life because.
Well, music has a way of doing that in all circumstances, by the way. I think that music has always been a healing balm, a balm for our soul in so many circumstances in our lives. But in this particular circumstance, it's a matter of what is the best choice. The best choice is to move forward with finding ways that we can get along. That's what the country's always been built on. That's what our foundations have always built on. Hell, that's what families have been built on. Families don't even get along, but we move forward with love and respect for each other and respect for each other's opinions. And that's what this song means.
Well, I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it on so many levels. And I can't wait to see this, this whole compilation because, like you said, there's a lot of delicious little treats.
Gravity from the Free Solo project is one of my favorite songs I've ever written and one of my favorite projects I've ever been a part of. And then to write a song with my wife and have it be the closing credit songs of one of my favorite movies I've ever done, The Shack, and what that means to people and what that book has meant to people and in turn what that movie has meant to people. And then in turn after that, what that song has meant to people.
When I heard your sweet voice narrating it and then, you know, your part in it and then the music, it just came together so beautifully.
Well, it's such a special message, you know, in a lot of ways. It takes you to places, opens your eyes to things that you may not have considered. And to me, that's the most beautiful thing about film in general and art in general is when it opens your eyes to things that you may not have considered and puts you in a position to question, you know, what are the real things in my life? What are the things that matter? What are the things that really move me? What are the things that really are my eternal life in a lot of ways? What do you look at as eternal life? Is it your family? Is it your legacy that you leave? What are the things that really make you become aware and wake you up to what your soul is? And I think that that's what that book did. I think that's what that movie did. And we like to think that that's what our song did, is being a part of it.
So Here on Earth is available when?
Ooh, you're asking the wrong guy.
I'll tell you when. Because my sister sent me the notes, April 16th.
You're smarter than that. You're way ahead of the game than I am.
Here on Earth Ultimate Edition and Here on Earth Ultimate Video Edition. So is every song, did you do a video for every song?
Every song. There's a few things, you know, there's a few things on there that really warranted it and really stood out that raised its hand, that said that we needed to do something special for this song. So not every song has it, but we felt like it was a good idea to put as much as we could visual content on the record.
And how many of those have visual content of your beautiful wife?
Oh, gosh, I don't know that any of these do.
Oh, my gosh, Tim, what are you thinking?
Well, I know. I mean,
she can't. It's not just that she sings like an angel, but you done good. She is so, Faith Hill is one of my favorite female recording artists of all times. And even though she is a knockout and physically just lovely to behold and look at, every time I've talked to her or met her, she is as real and down to earth as anybody you could ever meet.
Well, she's the best. She's the best all the way around. I mean, like Brett Favre told me when Faith and I got married, he said, "Son, you way out putted your coverage." not just physically, but in every way. I mean, she is spiritually, emotionally, as a human being, as an artist, in every single way, she exceeds me, and that makes me want to be better.
No, whatever you guys are doing, you're doing it right. You're doing it well, and I think your kids and your life is a testimony to all that.
We do have some great kids. I mean, we are really proud of our daughters, and we're proud of the strength that they have, and the way that they're willing to stand up for themselves and other people. And for us, that's a testament to being parents, is our kids having the freedom to feel to do the things that they feel are right.
What different paths have they decided to pursue?
Maggie, our middle daughter, is finishing up her master's program at Stanford, which is fantastic, and we're so proud of her. And then our youngest is in New York City, and she's an actress, sort of working a job now as a production assistant on a cable TV program, and waiting for the world to open up so she can pursue her career.
So all slackers, just, you know, not really doing anything.
Yeah, I'm probably the slacker in our family, to tell you the truth. I gotta get up every morning and motivate myself.
Yeah, the slacker is exactly the word that I would attach to you, Tim McGraw. Not. When I look at all the projects you've been involved with and all the music and all the charities that you support and just all the goodness that you pour into the world, you are anything but a slacker.
Gosh, we feel so blessed and fortunate. And you know, we all know that anything good comes from working hard, and anything good will go away if you don't work hard. So we believe in working hard in our family and trying to do the best that we can for everybody around. And it's been a tough year. It's been a tough year for everybody that works for us. It's been a tough year for our road crew. It's been a tough year for our extended family. So we've been humbled in a lot of ways to see out there and see the hard work and the resilience and the care that people take with each other. You know, when all these things started happening and everybody was trying to social distance and trying to get music to everybody and still trying to try to, you know, be present, I mean, how many times have you gone on Instagram and seen an artist singing in front of a fireplace? And I'm guilty enough to say that I've done it probably five or six times.
I feel like we're all kind of in this limbo and in this negativity. And if I can pour some joy and pour some of God's love and faith and goodness into the world for a half an hour a day, you know, I want to do that. And
it's been creative to see how people have come together, and especially the artistic community, to come together and put music forward and try to uplift people's spirits during all this time. But I can tell you, you feel the same way. None of us can wait till we can go out and play live.
I know. Because, please, please, please let us get back to our life.
Because you can watch movies, you can do all sorts of things, but there is nothing, I mean, there is nothing that replaces live music and that collective experience that happens when everyone sort of signs this mutual contract that they're going in and suspending reality for 2 hours and having a great time. And boy, do we need that? What do we miss that? And I think that once we have a chance to do that again, I think everybody's going to go see everybody. Even people they don't like, they're going to go see just because they want to hear live music again.
Well, I can't wait for that. Thank you, Tim, for spending this time with us. I know you got a million things to do. Please tell your family I send my blessings. I send my love. And I just love you. I appreciate you so much. I pray that God just blesses your heart with the deepest desires of your heart.
Well, thank you, Delilah. It's always a joy to talk to you, and you've always been so good to us. And they send their love. The girls send their love. And hopefully we'll see you down the road soon.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Singer, songwriter, actor, producer, husband, father, friend, Tim McGraw has been a household name for several decades now, and yet he stays true to his own best advice, which is to remain humble and kind. The sharing of his talents makes life a little easier when you're listening on your way home from work, a little lighter during lunch with your family, more meaningful when you're dancing with your sweetheart on date night, and a whole lot more fun if you're lucky enough to attend one of his high-energy live concerts. It is said of the Here on Earth Ultimate Editions that they offer a collection of songs brought together to create vignettes of shared human emotions, such as love, relationship, introspection, and fun. I think you and I can agree that's exactly what Tim McGraw does. Not just Tim McGraw, but the music that he creates. It creates relationships, introspection, and fun. Both are available on April 16th. You can pre-order anytime before that. Thank you for joining me today, my friends. Take my last couple of podcast guest advice. Stay humble and kind, and never put fun on the back burner. Have some fun and join me next time on Love Someone.